Welcome back, Grapes and Gorak, episode 18. I'm Grapes.
I'm Gorak.
Week 11.
This will be week 12.
Week 12. It's Tuesday night.
Yeah, we're a day late. Day late.
Usually record Mondays.
Yeah, we're busy, you know.
Yeah, things happen, you know.
It's been a while since we did a Tuesday, but it worked out kind of well because I think recording after that ridiculous game last night was probably smart.
Yeah,
we can, like at least talk about that a little bit because that was insane. But
yeah, it was a really
fun
game.
We were thinking about doing it right before then. It's a good thing we didn't think about doing it during that because I don't think we'd have been able to pay attention to the podcast at all.
No, I'd have been freaking out with, you know, scores left and right. You never know what's going to happen. But yeah, so Vikings lost to the Bears.
Lost to the Bears Sunday night.
25-20.
Yeah, weird. That's a weird score. Yeah. Well, the Bears just kept like going for two.
Yeah, I didn't understand that because you know it would have been 15. So I guess the analytics say it's going to be more difficult for us to make a 2-pointer twice than it's just once to put them up 16 at that one point.
Yeah, it's sort of like I guess they're sort of thinking like the downside. It's still a 14-point game. The upside, they got to get 2 2-pointers. But it's like, you already got to make us get 1 2-pointer. But it ended up working.
Because we
got one, and we didn't get the second one. Not that we would have had to get an onside kick and all that shit, but that was weird. Oh, but
it worked. It was different. I was mad at the time when I saw it. I was like, God damn it, why are you going for two?
And then when they got it.
Adding insult to injury at that point.
Yeah. So Vikings fall to 5-4-1.
Yes.
The Bears take a pretty commanding lead in the division.
Yes.
I think we talked about that. Yeah, 7-3. We talked about it last week, how if you want to win the division, you're going to have to beat them because they have a pretty damn easy schedule. I think they play the Rams and then us and the Packers. Other than that, it's like Giants and 49ers. Like, they got some easy teams. And really, they got to get to, what, 10 wins, and they're probably going to win the division.
Yeah, and it's not like the Giants or Niners could be like trap games. It's just those games feel like, you know, they'll handle them pretty well because those are bad offenses against a really good Bears defense.
Two things that I realized that I thought, but I confirm, like, the Bears have a really good defense.
Yes. It was top 10 last year, and
you added Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith.
And both those guys are really good.
Yeah, like, and it's just
as good as advertised.
And then I would say I thought the Bears defense was good, even better than I thought. I thought Trubisky was bad, and I still think he's bad.
I don't think he's very good either. Like, he missed a lot of throws. He takes one read and he just runs around a lot. Like,
I think he's bad. Like, he reminds me a lot of like a more athletic Ponder.
Okay.
Like, with the constant just like bailing out of the pocket. And can you name one throw he completed downfield?
No.
I think his furthest throw was the touchdown, which was like a bootleg.
Oh, the 18 yarder.
Well, yeah, was that 18 yards?
One to Anthony Miller.
Yeah, I think they beat
him. Underthrew that. Like, Miller had to scoop that out of the end zone. So,
I mean, two terrible picks. He threw one right to Anthony Harris, and then he threw one that was
Harris
made a good play in the first one, but that was still a bad throw. He like hung it up.
There was three guys.
Yeah, triple coverage. The second one, I don't know what he was doing. So I don't think that team can win in the playoffs.
Oh no, I don't think so either. I don't want to play them in Soldier Field. I think that's one thing they've got an advantage of over a lot of people come January. But if they have to go to LA or to New Orleans,
I don't think they can keep up with those. Defense would have to step up big time, like they did against us, but even more so because I think the Saints and the Rams have a better offense than we do.
Definitely.
I don't know if the Bears can keep pace with Trubisky fucking
throwing.
He's just running around. It really reminds me a lot of that Ponder team where we had everything around him was really good. We had a run game, a defense, and you kind of were just like figuring out how can we make this work, and we were just like throwing bubble screens to Harvin like all game.
Yeah,
didn't Ponder make the playoffs once, and then Joe Webb played?
Yeah, the year Adrian Peterson ran for 2,000 yards.
So it sort of reminds me of like just like you're everything around the quarterback you're like really good at, and then you're just all their plays are gadgets and like end arounds and bootlegs, and it's just
they've always got people in motion. It's just like the Rams.
It's like a poor man's version of the Rams.
Yes,
with a really good defense, but a really mediocre offense. Like, they're running the same type of offense without the quarterback talent or the running back talent or the receiver talent. I mean, Allen Robinson's pretty good and Anthony Miller looks good, but they're not Woods and Cooks and Cup.
Josh
Reynolds looked good last night. the tight ends finally showed up for the Rams.
Yeah, Sean McVay's just smarter than everyone. I'll just say that.
It's so, really annoying.
But the Bears,
I think the Bears head coach is...
He's
doing the same shit they're all doing, all these new coaches. They're doing that jet sweep.
He's making Trubisky look good.
I don't even think he made him look good. I think he's just winning with him, which is impressive. He has made him look good in other games, though.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
A lot of people
looked terrible against us, I thought.
Yeah, I was not impressed with Trubisky. I was not impressed with the Bears offense whatsoever. I don't know if it's like, because they've looked good against other teams.
Yeah, so they had the game against the Bucs where he scored like 5 touchdown passes. And yeah.
I thought our defense played very well against them.
And
it scored one offensive touchdown.
One offensive touchdown, yeah. Matt Nagy, good coach. I think their D coordinator's good. And now
Fangio, yeah, he was a holdover from last year.
It's how long are they going to keep the Trubisky thing going? Like, are they going to 2 more years of, like, hoping he becomes good?
Well, for the time being, he can write out his rookie contract.
Yeah, that's probably what they'll do. It's similar to, like, maybe a Bortles situation.
No.
It's got a very this has got a very Jaguar-looking team.
Definitely.
Really good D, good run game, and now you're, like, sort of held back. Because you're kind of trapped with your quarterback. I mean, you traded up for him. You took him second overall. You're in year two. He kind of looks mediocre, has flashes.
You're going to go 11-5, 12-4. They might run the table. They could go 13-3. I don't think so because I know for sure they're not beating us at the bank.
I think they lose 2 more, and that still makes them 11-5.
11-5, but they're an 11-5 team, but can easily be like 8-8 depending on quarterback play.
Well, it's Teddy Vikings went 11-5. Like there is, you do have those years where things just come together. You have a good year. It seems like everything's just. They're having like the Eagles are having the opposite. Like everyone's getting hurt, everything's going wrong. The Bears, like, it seems like everything's going well.
Same with the Eagles last year. You know?
Yeah, everything just went well. Yeah, so I just don't think they're that big of a threat in the playoffs. The Bears.
No,
but they beat us.
And you know they don't have a really good quarterback and they don't really have a run game either. So like that kind of
they've got like a weird run game. Like they just run Howard straight up the middle. And then it's just all weird end around crap with Cohen and Miller and any other random they want to do a odd pitch play to. But it's kind of works. It keeps us all off balance. It makes it so that run to Howard up the middle goes for 5 yards every fucking time.
You know, I mean, they got people in motion, so you got to keep everyone honest. They're shifting around. Everyone kind of overreacted and acted like the Bears kicked our ass. But going back and watching it a second time, they scored one offensive touchdown.
Well, what did I write down? I wrote down all their drives. Where was it? So in the second half.
I was just going to say, in this all week I was saying, the first half they'll probably beat us, but the second half is ours.
I think we said it.
We outscored them, what did I say, 17-11 in the second half?
Yeah. We had 0 at halftime.
I thought we had 3 at halftime, or 6 at halftime.
No, that it was 14-0.
Oh, wow.
Because Cousins drove down the field, or Diggs drove down the field, and then he threw a fucking pick.
Yeah, so so we outscored him 20-11 after halftime. And
it was defensive touchdown.
It was a pick six. So we outplayed him entirely in the second half.
Yeah.
We should have won that game.
And I don't remember if we talked about it. I know me and Ben talked about it on the way to the game. And we were saying, they're going to run those scripted offense. They're going to run all that gadget shit. And it's going to work for a little bit, and then eventually it always stops working.
Yep.
And it did. In the second half, they went punt, interception, fumble, punt. And on that one, Rhodes should have intercepted the ball. I don't remember if you remember that play. He jumps in front of it, and it almost could have been a pick six.
Yes.
The next drive, they get a field goal. And the only reason they got a field goal is because Harrison Smith decided to fucking hit Trubisky late.
Okay, no. That play, I don't get.
And that's all their drives. That's all their drives. So that's their only scoring drive, and then they kneel the ball the next time.
That Trubisky play, though, like, I get it, protect the quarterback, but he doesn't slide feet first. He dives head first.
If you're going to run like a running back, you're going to get hit like a running back. I rewatching at the game, I was like, that's such a shitty call. Like, what the fuck? Because he went head first. He's free game. Rewatching it, it is kind of like, okay, Harrison Smith, what are you doing? It was completely pointless.
I don't care.
If it's Cam Newton, they don't call it because he's big.
Yeah.
If it's a running back, they don't call that. It's just that it was like a quarterback that all the Bears players and shit were all panicked. Oh, no. Did you see he actually got hurt on that play, too?
Good. Good. I'm glad that's
the play. Well, and his coach goes, well, you know, he's playing football. He got hit late. There's really nothing you could do differently. Here's a tip. Slide feet first, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Like, that way, that way Smith knows not to go after him.
Yeah, so that was, it sucked. Because that was their only score in the whole, offensively, their only score. And it was like a 40-some yard field goal by some shit kicker that all their fans around me were like, they should just go for it because this guy's garbage because he just hit the upright four times last week. Of course, reminds no one misses against us.
Yep. And then, like, dude, nailed him. Drilled that 40-yarder right down the middle, too.
Yeah. It was every single time he made him. It's just, but yeah, I mean, what really killed us was just the turnovers. Because if you don't do that, they only had two good drives.
Yeah.
It's the touchdown drive and then one of their field goal drives was pretty solid. Other than that, it was, it's just frustrating. It's kind of almost similar to the Saints game, but I'm sure you could always kind of do that where it's like, if you didn't do this and didn't make this thing. But these are like easily correctable. Like, don't fucking turn the ball over and then don't get late penalties. We had like three of them.
Yeah, and what was that? Kendricks
hit Cohen.
Late. And Wilson had the
weird towel, whatever. It sounds like they got a little confused, but I don't know. Did you see where Diggs like picked that dude's glove up and just tossed it for no reason? There's like a thing on Twitter. He didn't get caught for doing it, but it was early in the game too. But just a bunch of like, if this doesn't happen here, but outscoring them 20-11. Or wait, what
20-11, but 20-3 offensively.
Offensively, yeah, 20-3. So it like you said, a lot of people are acting like we just got our ass kicked. It was really closer than it. I mean, it ended up being a 5-point game, but it was kind of like, yeah, they're not going to come back because it's two scores. But
yeah,
I'm not afraid to play them again. They do have a very good defense, though, and it certainly caused problems.
Like, I'm not, obviously, I'm worried about playing them at home mm-hmm. or playing them again. But at home, like, I'm not scared. Worried about them at home. I'm not scared. Yeah. Like, I'm a little worried. I'm not scared.
I will say, to be fair, for the same that we outscored them 20-3, they kind of went a little preventy, especially the last touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, and even the one before that, it seemed like, unless we just started, like, calling different things, but it did seem all of a sudden it was like, they're up by, after the pick six, it seemed like they might have softened up a bit to just be like, all right, let them get 5 to 10 yards and drain the clock down. So,
but
we did shut down their offense though, but maybe they got conservative because they were up by so much. I don't know. It's hard to say. In the end, turnovers and penalties, I think we easily could have won that game if we didn't fuck those up.
Yep.
Should we do our Teddies and Troys?
Yeah.
You start because I actually didn't write them down. So
I've got them in my head, but they're really in no particular order.
We'll start with the good.
The good?
Yeah.
I
think there's one obvious good. Maybe two.
Two obviously good. I'm going to start with my lower third. I'm going to go Thielen.
Thielen had a pretty good game.
You know, I
started out real quiet. I think he only had like zero catches almost at halftime. I think he had one or two right in the last drive.
Yeah.
But he ended up having a good game.
Yep. So he didn't. He dropped that first 2-point conversion of the one-hander.
With the penalty, which was definitely a penalty.
And like, you're not expecting Thielen to melt. Like, you can't
count that against. That's expecting a little too much.
It's just like, he was really close to catching that. Thielen!
Would have been a sweet catch.
Yep. But Thielen, start there. Yeah,
team MVP.
Catching everything. No.
I think you might want to
change. My MVP didn't show up.
Yeah. I'll do for my, like, lower of the start. Stephen Weatherly, he didn't do anything like any sacks or anything, but he is really good at not falling for that jet sweep shit. Where Everson Griffin, I thought, fell for it at least two times. Yeah. Hunter fell for it once, where they just crash in and then they come around. Yeah. Weatherly would just hold his guy and just basically the running back couldn't go anywhere. So I think he's like a legit good player, which.
No. Did miss a tackle on a third down scramble by Trubisky.
I
think that was on their field goal drive. Or that was their touchdown, the first drive of the game, and that was their touchdown drive.
It
was
one of the two. Yeah, I think, yep. And yeah, that was bad because he came. But damn, that happened all day. Like, I feel like almost, if it wasn't on Trubisky, it was on Cohen too. Like, there was a play where they did a little dump off, and Harrison Smith just comes running up. It almost looks like his whole like legs buckle. He got juked so bad. Like, just completely overrunning the plays, like multiple guys. But yeah, on the one you're talking about, Weatherly, I mean, Hunter's got him on the run. And Weatherly, instead of just like stopping and keeping him contained, just charges right past him. Yep. Like, It's like frustrating, but I just think he's like smart. Like he's never out of position. It seems like, you know, besides
yeah, I really like Weatherly,
and he's continuing to rotate in there quite a bit.
Yeah, he's playing a lot more, even with Griffin coming back.
Yeah, I actually thought Griffin's kind of struggled lately.
Last game, he
definitely did, and then this game there was a couple times where I was like, oh my god, he crashed in again and got completely spun around on the bootleg or the jet sweep.
He's usually a maniac too. Like you don't see that. I wonder if he's on some meds or something like that. It's giving him.
Like slowing him down.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, maybe he's just and
there could be that too, but I'm thinking maybe it just like calms him down a little bit. So, you know, let up on that on Sundays.
Yeah. Unleash him on Sundays. Let's not mess with a man's mental health, Ryan. So Thielen, you, me, Weatherly, back to you for another star of the game.
Diggs.
Diggs looked pissed. Like
he didn't talk to the media.
Yeah, he didn't want to talk to the media. But like during the game, he came to the sideline. I think it was after the pick six, and he was just fired up, not happy. And then that very next drive, it was pretty much Diggs, all the way down the field. I think Aldrick Robinson ended up getting the touchdown, but
yeah,
we were just feeding Diggs, and he just wasn't giving up.
Yeah, he
even the play before halftime, he should have went out of bounds.
But what happened the last time he didn't go out of bounds?
Yeah, that's true. And also, you don't expect your QB to then just fucking fire downfield to nobody. But Diggs, there's something about him. He's just so competitive. Like, yeah. I like that.
He's got fire to him. And I think he, like, again, you know, he was the reason we drove down and scored that game, or that final drive. Like, we just fed him in. There was a couple
plays. He ended up getting a touchdown on the last drive, too, right?
Yeah, and there was a couple plays on that drive where, you know, he's near the sideline and he just dances around, like, should I go out of bounds? Are you going to charge me? And do I go left? Or do I go right? And he always just went right and grabbed, like, you know, it was another yard, but it's just fun because he's just like, come on, let's.
Yeah, he's just like dancing with him, like, come on. He's so athletic and agile, too. And he should have had a touchdown. He ran such a good fucking route.
I wish I would have saw the all 22 of it.
It's rough. But at the game too, you like at Cousins. Why are you not throwing the ball sooner? For one, then you airmail it over his head. You throw way too flat.
I didn't watch that play too much, or a third time I watched it, and I was so upset that he didn't make that play. Like, all I know is Cousins is rolling out. Did he have time to stop and plant his feet? Because
he should have thrown it sooner. At the game, I stood up and yelled touchdown before he even threw the ball. Diggs shook that guy so bad. Because it was a great call, too. Because it's that typical bootleg, and you've got the tight ends coming across. And they almost always run that outside running, or receiver runs just a comeback.
Yep.
And he did like a comeback and then just went upfield. And the corner was like, oh, fuck, I've never seen that shit before.
Yeah, I saw a close-up of the route.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. And
Cousins, he should have threw it earlier and just put some air under it. Instead, he like waited and then gunned it and then threw it like more towards his safety.
And off his back foot, it looked like.
And that's one of those where you look back and you go, if you go up 7-3 there, because you know what happened in that drive? We drove down and Cook fumbled it.
Yep. Yeah,
so, like,
yep.
Just such a momentum thing. If you get up on the Bears, then a lot of this gadget crap, this run game crap, now it's on Trubisky. Make a real throw.
Yep.
Throw the ball more than just misdirection or cutting off half the field or one read and then run around. Like, he's got to make actual NFL throws.
And that's kind of what we expected Trubisky to have to do. That's why we didn't freaking spy him the whole time. You see a bunch of people, they're like, why are they giving him Mitch Trubisky all the screen? It's like, because it got to a tight ball game. Like, we expect him to make big boy throws, and he can't make a big time throw.
But Diggs played awesome. He was also my second guy, so who do you have for your first?
I think it's Harris.
Anthony Harris. That job's never going back to Sendejo, is it?
No.
And it shouldn't.
No, I know Pro Football Focus has him as the highest graded safety.
Did you see he's like the fifth highest graded player?
Yeah.
And I know Pro Football Focus, who, you know, they seem to do a good job, but he doesn't play a ton, but he's got to have four or five games under his belt now.
Yep.
And like maybe not five starts, but like enough snaps to equal five games. And it's like Drew Brees, Aaron Donald. I don't know, Mahomes or something. And then
Mahomes and Goff, I think.
Yeah, and then fucking there's Anthony Harris. But unreal. Two picks. One, I think I kind of just lobbed it to him, but caught it.
Yep.
Nice.
Made a nice return, I think. It brought us back to the 30.
A better return
31
than I expected.
Yep. And I think we ended up getting a field goal out of that drive.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that sucks because we are on their side of the field. you know, at the 30 and field goal.
And the other pick was awesome. I mean, that was him making a play.
Yeah,
that was another dumb throw. I mean,
but still, that was a very athletic play. I mean,
most guys just knock that down.
Yep.
I'm picturing I think he threw downfield four times. Once that interception, the other one he airmailed to Anthony Harris,
okay.
And then one up the sidelines where it looked like someone could have intercepted it, but then it just falls down.
Okay.
And then one he goes deep, and it's just Trey Waynes running with someone, and it almost Trey Waynes doesn't even look back. Could have intercepted that one too if he looks back. I mean,
that was on Anthony Miller. Yeah,
so he's
down
right
down the right
down the right side, and Waynes is with him step by step. He's not even open at all. But yep. And so that's probably why Waynes didn't want to turn around, because now you turn around, the ball's over your head, and all of a sudden you. But if he does, it was underthrown where Waynes could have just stopped him. Like, oh, look at that.
Yep.
So just, I want to play them again. I don't really want to play them in Chicago because we can't barely.
Well, you're gonna get them again. You're gonna get them at the end of December.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's for the division. I kind of don't think it will be, but
I don't think it will be. But if it's for the division, expect them to be in coming second.
I sort of suspect it's going to be. I kind of don't think it'll be the division, but it'll probably. If it is, I bet loser gets wild card. Remember the Packers, the Teddy year.
Yes,
it was winner gets the division, loser goes and plays Washington.
Yep.
And it was kind of like, well, maybe I'd rather go play Washington than host Seattle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we ended up losing to Seattle, and Packers ended up beating Washington.
But, yep. But
which made it kind of less fun, because it was like, I'd rather have it like winner makes the playoff, loser doesn't.
Yeah.
Unless
we lose and then.
Yeah, obviously. Then I want the wild card spot. And I want to go to Dallas.
Yeah. I definitely want to go to Dallas.
I might rather go to Dallas than get a home game.
Honestly, it wouldn't bother. If you're not getting a bye, I'd rather go to Dallas. Because otherwise you got to play the Pant. Doesn't matter. Give me a first round playoff game. Not in Soldier
Field. I just want a playoff game.
Yeah.
Because right now we're only 5-4-1, and if the season ended today, we'd still get one. We would travel to the Bears.
Well, that's stupid.
So should we talk about our Troy Williamsons of the game?
Yes.
Let's start with our smallest failures.
I'll
start with one.
Okay.
The run game.
Yeah. That was one of them.
That was a disaster.
So Murray had one good run
in
the first quarter.
And they were both, I think all the good runs were in the first quarter. There was one decent Cook one decent Murray one, and then it was like, yeah. And I watching it back, the run blocking's not great. David Morgan missing hurts us. But also, I thought Cook missed a couple holes.
Okay.
That first drive where we went three and out, I think it was like an 8-yard pass to Diggs, and then a run for like 1-2 yards for Cook, and then Murray gets fucking blown up in the backfield.
Yeah.
On the play to Cook, it looks like if he just pushes the hole and then bounces it, he could have went for like 30 yards. But he tries to just get the first, you know, and comes up a yard short. And that drive too, it's like, if the ref would have just marked it as a first, like just give Cook the first. That whole drive could have been differently. Instead, you go three and out because you call a run up the middle to Murray.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I'd rather QB sneak it at that point. Although I don't know if I like Cousins QB sneaking. He kind of looks goofy back there doing it.
He's done it, what, three times?
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about the way he does it.
It's like he fakes that he's going back, but then he jumps forward. It's like, I think he's trying to sell it too much.
Third and inches, though, and we up the middle of the Marine gets completely destroyed. What did we run for, like 20 yards?
Maybe.
It was a bad run.
It was really
bad. That's part of where it's like, damn, the Bears have a good defense, because they were everywhere. That Akeem Hicks, looked like we were trying to run away.
Akeem Hicks is really good. Yeah. He made a fool out of Brian O'Neill a couple times. Mm-hmm. He may not have made a play, but like he shoved the dude back. So,
run game bad.
Yes, Riley Reiff bad.
I feel like I don't think he played good. I feel like the talk of the pass protection is completely overblown. Zimmer in his press conference today, because Pro Football Focus gave us 17 pressures, and I think they credited Reiff giving up like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And Zimmer was like, because I'm sure one of the beat writers was asking, like, oh, yeah, a lot of pressures. And he said, like, I don't know what a pressure is anymore if you guys are considering those pressures. Because I think he said, I thought I saw a lot of clean pockets. And I went back and watched it. And at the game, I remember me and Ben leaving, and we were like, I thought pass protection was fine. Like, seemed like he was all right. And then we're reading Twitter, and everyone's just roasting
a lot. I think I overblew it as well, because the thing is, we didn't do many like 7-step drops that is like, you know, we're kind of used to seeing. He takes kind of like the 3 and 5 and just kind of sits in there. And there is kind of like, you know, they get
pushed back, but he didn't. Yeah, like,
but there's not like always a guy in his face. There's just kind of people surrounding him. It's kind of just a smaller pocket than you'd expect, yeah, I guess.
I think a lot of it comes from Pro Football Focus because, you know, like, where else are you going to get this information, you know, unless you actually go and watch the entire game and decide for yourself. But, like, I don't see anywhere near 17 pressures in that game.
I don't know
what they're counting as a pressure. Like, because I counted like 5
I was gonna
quick
say,
pressures.
I don't think I got to double digits. I think I got to 9.
And I counted 5 like quick pressures. And then 4 of them I thought, like, I think it was 4 or 5 where he stood there so long because of coverage that then he got pressured. It's like, well, that's not really the offensive line's fault.
Yeah.
That's no one's open or Cousins isn't finding the open guy. And now he's running for his life because he hasn't got rid of the ball yet. But what, did he get sacked twice?
I think it was only twice.
And then
maybe what?
It was definitely not more than 2 times.
No.
But yeah, so I think I was writing down how many times he got pressured because I heard Zimmer's quote kind of like, he's like just kind of pushing against that.
Well, I saw a number of 17 and 20 and then I went and watched and I was like, there's...
Yeah. I do think Reef was one of the worst of our linemen, but he was up against Khalil Mack. And I think he's just not...
He's not a good left tackle.
He's like, fine. It's like, okay, at least we don't have TJ Clemmings or that fucking corpse of Jake Long or whoever that was. And he's good. He's fine. But he's not elite.
Can we stop comparing people to TJ Clemmings? I know none of us... no one is going to be as bad as TJ
He's better
Clemmings.
Than Khalil. Like, he's not a complete... He's a starter in this league. He's not a bad starter either. But we don't have one Pro Bowl lineman on our offense.
Absolutely not.
Like, not even close. So it's like, yeah, they're all fine, but that you need at least a couple good players down there. Like, they're not, they're just
two,
like, whatever.
I would enjoy 2. You really would like 3.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, remember back in 98? Like, we had a whole line of Pro Bowlers. Even with Brett Favre, we had McKinney was... I mean, I know for all the crap Viking fans gave him, the guy was fucking good.
We had McKinney, Lodeholt, Sullivan.
Yeah, Lodeholt may never been a Pro Bowler, but he's a damn good right tackle.
Yeah,
Sullivan was good. Who forget who the left guard was? That wasn't
Hutchinson.
Still Hutch. Was it still Hutchinson?
Yeah.
But we haven't had anyone as good as even McKinney in how many years?
Since McKinney.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I counted 4 pressures. 2 times they would give him a pressure because he didn't get the ball out and there was open players. And then 1 time when I thought no one was open. So I'm going to side with Zimmer. The offensive line is not good, and they really suck at run blocking. But I didn't think he had that many guys in his face where he was
able to play. I just feel like, you know, the offensive line not being good, you can't expand the playbook. You know, it's got to be a bunch of quick passes and that.
We do a lot of quick passes. But
your offense.
I don't think, but that I think we're doing the opposite. Like, again, Zimmer said, like, it seems like we have too much volume in our offense. I think... Like, me and Ben were talking about this on the way back. Like, can't we just call, like, a slant? Can't we call, like, I don't know, like, just a 10-yard hitch route? Like, it seems like we're always, Zimmer put it as that we're always trying to fool the defense.
Yeah,
and he's like, if a guy can run out, let him run it out.
Yeah,
don't,
a bunch
like,
of crossing routes. Like, I get it. Diggs and Thielen, 2 of the best route runners in the league.
And part of me, it's like, okay, you have a really smart quarterback. He's good. You've got 2 great receivers. So, like, you can do so much stuff, and it can be so complicated and so crazy. And like, if it works, it's going to work awesome. But then you also could just run an offense like the Bears do, where it's super easy, super simple. You know, you give them 2 reads or, you know, design easy plays. It reminds me that we're running like a fucking McCarthy offense, where we're running and it's like, figure it out, guys. Like, get out there and make all these crazy plays happen, where it's like, can't we just run a slant? Can't we just do something easy? And it just seems like everything is so hard. And maybe that's just because the Bears are good. But
feel like getting running slants and everything against the Bears would have been perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like, it seemed like a lot of... It seemed too hard.
And like on Diggs' drive, where we got the touchdown, wasn't it a bunch of just like hitch routes and slants?
Yeah, it was.
And
the last 2 drives, again, maybe it's because they're playing different, but it was all basic, you know... Just run, turn around, you know, just like in routes,
get the
out
man
routes,
the football.
Nothing like, not a bunch of double moves. Like, when it works great, is like when Diggs did the double move and he was wide open in the end zone. It's like, okay, that was a great call. You completely fooled them. But if you're, like, you don't always need to rely on that. You're also, like, really talented and you can just run simple stuff. It's like the similar to our defense. Our defense, it sounded like, was kind of doing too much in the beginning of the season. Yeah. And Zimmer was like, we need to just simplify this and get back to what we do good and, you know, maybe adjust a few things. And
it's worked.
Yeah. And because Zimmer, you know, because me and Ben were talking about how we thought it was like, why don't we just call like some basic shit and just do normal stuff? And then Zimmer was saying at his press conference, like, the person asked him, do you think they're still learning how to play together? Because it's new offense, new quarterback. And he said, no, I don't think it's that. I think it's maybe a little too much volume. Like, we don't need to do so much every time, you know, like.
Just, like, I get just, that you've got 800 plays, but, like, let's go yeah. to, like.
And he's like, if a guy can run a good out route, let him run a good out route. Like, it doesn't have to be a double move or something, you know, just beat him, you know? So, DeFilippo, I'm up and down on him. I feel like when he's on,
I think he's looking, I think he's coaching for his next job right now.
Like, he's trying to be too good. Like, instead of just, like, running a good offense, he's thinking too much about, I need to be, like, the next young star.
I want people to look at me like McVay. Like, people look at McVay right now. And
Nagy, even. Or, you know what? Part of me thinks, you know how they talked about the 49ers really wanted Kirk Cousins? And then Kirk Cousins played with Kyle Shanahan back. Yep. I kind of feel like Kirk Cousins in that offense would be better than in DeFilippo, like, all this shotgun stuff we're running.
Yeah.
Like, we're, like, in shotgun almost, like, that entire game almost. Whereas, like, Shanahan runs more of that under center, the zone run with the bootlegging. And
It's a different version of the West Coast offense.
Yeah, and it just seems like it'd be simpler because you bootleg and you only have to read, you know, high to low, and you just easy reads and stuff. Whereas the DeFilippo's offense does seem pretty complicated. It's like four wides out of the shotgun. And you got to, you know, there's just a lot going on.
He's got to read the whole field. I think Flip is a good coach.
Absolutely, yeah.
But
I mean, look at the Eagles. Frank Reich and Flip leaving. Doug Peterson.
And in shambles.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and who knows? Maybe Flip isn't as good as advertised, and Frank Reich is the only reason why the Eagles were
Colts good. Look damn good.
Yeah.
But I bet maybe it was just the Bears made us look bad. Like, I haven't had much problems with the offense, but it hasn't been as good, especially there's games where the run game just doesn't work at all.
It was just so weird, and it's just so weird because after Shermer left and we got Flip, it was like, I think that's an upgrade.
Flip. You upgrade your quarterback, upgrade to Flip. And well, now Shermer looks like a complete clown in New York, but he was really damn good coordinator for us. Yeah. And it did seem like a little simpler. It didn't seem like it was. It just seemed like his offense was. I mean, it was Case Keenum. You had to make it simpler. Like, he doesn't have the big arm.
Low to high, high to low.
Yeah. You know? So. Yeah. I hopefully against the Packers, he'll. It sounds like Zimmer sort of has an idea of what he wants to adjust on offense because it didn't work. The offense is what lost us that game.
Which sucks is now he realizes it after we just had the bye.
Yeah.
Couldn't realize. Well,
it's like, yeah, you had 2 weeks to scheme for that, and like they're running like constantly running that running back sweep play out of the shotgun. It's like, okay, it worked once against Detroit. Was it Detroit where he ran for 70 yards?
Yes.
And now it's like we just keep trying it, and we try it like five times. It's like, just give up on it. It play sucks. Or maybe against this team it sucks because they're fucking monsters up front.
And they're so fast.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It was a bit frustrating offense. So maybe it was just the Bears really good. Because we did come alive in the second, but I worry that's mostly because they just started playing soft. So what was yours, Reef?
I don't know. I was just, because we were talking about the run game.
Well, who's up?
I'm up, and I only brought two to the table.
What was mine? Oh, run game. Okay.
Run game.
I thought you said Reef, and then I disagreed with you, sort of.
No, I was just talking about Reef.
You 100% said Riley Reef was one of your negatives. We'll listen back. The fans know.
You're probably right.
And then I was like, man. Not that he was a positive. I just thought that it was overrated, people blaming the O-line. I think it's easy to blame the O-line because everyone hated the O-line, and then we didn't really upgrade it. So now everyone's like, well, the fucking O-line sucks, you know.
Well,
but it was really a different person's fault this game.
Well, it does a different person's fault.
Kirk Cousins lost this game.
Oh, well, yeah. He was my MVP was my number one. That.
Before we get to Cousins, since you only have two, do I have another one? Eric Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
This is a game that made me appreciate Anthony Barr. And I didn't notice it at the game or even when I watched. I watched the condensed version, and I was like, oh, you know, whatever. I didn't really pay attention to him because I don't really look at the linebackers that much because it's usually I'm checking out the D-line. And
I watched Wilson after his first bad play.
Yeah.
And I was unimpressed the rest of the game.
Well, and someone asked Zimmer about him, and Zimmer said, yeah, I thought he's played well. Today wasn't one of his better games.
No.
So I went back, and when I was watching it, I was like counting again, like I did on the one time when I watched the coach's film, which is marking like who caused a negative play. Like if they got a first down, why did they get it? Like if it's Wilson's fault, I just put a little tally next to his name. He had five of them. No one else had more than two.
I had four.
Yeah. So like 4 to 5 bad plays. And we talked about him as like, oh yeah, maybe he could replace Barr. Maybe he can get better. But like at this point, I would say he's more of a spot starter backup.
Yeah. Cause all of a sudden you started seeing Gideon out there more.
It's almost like they started going like attacking him. I mean, cause they were just dumping balls in front of him to Cohen, and then Cohen would make a miss. And actually, it'd even be six if you count that towel throw or whatever the hell he did against him. I didn't really, sounds like everyone thought that was a bad call, but
I didn't, yeah.
But he, yeah, that makes you appreciate Barr a little bit.
And was he the one who got burned on the Burton play that got called back due to pass interference?
I don't know if it was him. It was quite a few people because they all screwed up.
Yeah.
That pass interference, was that a good call? Because I can't tell the game.
I can tell.
Tell. Luckily it got called because that was like one of their better plays, but
it was like a 35 yard play. So
on a defense that I thought for the most part everyone played pretty well, there was people that made mistakes here and there, but I thought Wilson had definitely the worst game.
Definitely.
And they definitely want to get Barr back.
Yes.
But let's talk about the big loser of the game, Kirk Cousins. Fuck did happen there?
I have no idea. It was bad. Like those are the kind of games you pay the man $84 million for, and that's the product you give us. Like these last 7 weeks were how you cash your check, in a fan's mind.
Yeah.
Like we're a game back. We were a game back in the division or whatnot. You're going to Soldier Field to play the Bears for the division. They already had. They're already half a game up. This is exactly why we paid you. And then you go out there, and at one point, I believe you were, 5 of 10 for 21 yards.
He started out really slow. I mean, we had like no yards for quite a while. Like
a quarter yards. And a half? I have no idea.
He misses the Diggs throw.
That was horrible. That was game changer.
The pick at halftime, it seems like he thought Rudolph was going to keep running.
Yep. And at the same...
Still just blindly threw it up because he was looking left and then he was just like, oh, no one opened? Fuck, hopefully Rudolph's out there.
Well, on the replay, it kind of seems like when Cousins makes up his mind that he's going to make that throw to Rudolph, all of a sudden Rudolph kind of like stops.
Yeah.
And then he's in motion to throw it over and then Rudolph turns around. It's like...
It's a miscommunication.
I'm not taking the blame off of Cousins because that's just bad.
But it's not as... The other pick is really bad.
And at that point, that throw, you kind of see like, how fast Rudolph is, that might get picked either way.
Yeah, that's Ben kept arguing that. He kept saying, like, dude, that throw was trash regardless. There's no way Rudolph's getting to that.
I think that's just a bad throw.
And then the pick six, like, he throws in a triple coverage to Treadwell. Diggs is wide open in the flat. He completely misread what the corner was going to do.
I didn't know anyone was open on that play. All I know is that ball was forced. It was a terrible throw, terrible decision.
Diggs is wide open in the flat. He even, after the games, and was like,
on the right or
right below Treadwell. So it's a high low, and the corner sunk underneath. And that's not even the guy who intercepted the ball. The freaking safety picked it off. But I counted 4 bad throws by Cousins.
Okay.
5 where he missed open people, and then the 1 miscommunication. I mean, there was multiple times. There was one third and, I think it was like 3rd and 3, and Treadwell just runs it out wide open, completely wide open. And then he starts on the left to Thielen because he just loves to stare at Thielen off the bat, which I don't blame him. Thielen's really good. But I think teams have caught on to you like to throw to Thielen. So he goes to Thielen, doesn't even look at Treadwell because he never looks at Treadwell. Treadwell's wide open. He goes from Thielen, goes to the right, goes right past Rudolph, who is also wide open, running a little in pattern, and then goes to Diggs, who's running like an in and out. Kind of double, like faking in and then back out. Doesn't get open at all. Usually Diggs does get open man-to-man. Doesn't. This guy's right on him. Catches the ball, gets, 2 yards. He's 3 yards short of the first down. And it's like, what the... Your first read can't be Thielen and then all the way to Diggs.
I was going
to
say...
How do you not stop? Treadwell's on the same side of the field as Thielen. Oh. And then you're going from left to right. You pass by Rudolph, who's also open. So
he's going... Rudolph's literally running across your face. as you're going to
games. Like, there was multiple times Rudolph was wide open and he didn't even look at him, which Rudolph hasn't been used a ton in this offense, which is weird because Cousins love tight ends. DeFilippo loves tight ends. Like, what happened here? I don't know what the deal is, but like, Ben is a Rudolph hater, thinks he's way not good at all. So this is
perfect for him.
No, Ben was going, Rudolph is wide open. Why won't he throw it to him? Like, there was just plenty of times where I was like, what is he doing here? Like, especially when you watch the coach's tape and it's like, you see that he forces it, you know, somewhere and then completely there's a guy wide open somewhere else. And, you know, it's not always you can really count on that because sometimes you just never happen to look over there. But on that one play, it was a good example of like, and they ran the same thing on us where they bunch everyone in and our corners played like back and then they just run like a quick 5 yard out and Trubisky hits them for 5 yards and our corners are like giving so much cushion. Yeah. And it was exactly that thing where we're bunched in and Treadwell just ran a quick 5 yard out and the corner is like 10 yards back and he's just wide open. And he's just like, oh, I guess I'm not going to get thrown the ball.
And like, I wonder why that's why our offense kind of has gotten stagnant lately, because Cousins has looked at Thielen and Diggs, you know, and whether on the same side of the field or not, those are his first two reads, and it takes so much time to kind of get over there that all of a sudden you lose place.
Well, teams are doing even things like, so Thielen's in the slot, and he'll run just a quick, you know, against zone. He'll run, turn around, and then just find the soft spot. They're like dropping DNs and DTs, so it's a double coverage. Like all of a sudden there's a DT in his way, and then he's, oh, I can't throw it there, and he's trying to go somewhere else with it. There's another one, too, which I'm sure they would count as a pressure, where Diggs runs like, it's Diggs in this in slot, and then Thielen's on the left of him, going left to right. And Diggs runs out, turns around, and basically sets a, almost like a pick for Thielen running a drag. And he just holds the ball, and then eventually throws it, and he's like hit while he throws, and he throws into the ground. It was early on. It was one of our first or second drives, maybe the third drive. And I was like, okay, maybe he didn't see him right away. He's staring right at Thielen, wide open. Waits about 1 or 1.5 seconds, then decides to throw it, gets hit while he's throwing. But, like, to me, it's like, just if you'd have just thrown the ball right away, it's, I don't know what happened there. Like,
maybe he wasn't staring at him.
Yeah, well, he should have been, because the play looked like it was set up for Diggs him. It was man-to-man, and Diggs ran a pick route for Thielen. Thielen would have ran for 30 yards, because it was a drag route against man, where the guy covering Thielen was picked way back by Diggs, so and like he was Thielen's gone.
Runs a 4.44. Yeah, so
it was. I know there was another Treadwell one too, where he's like literally throwing his arms in the air, like, "Give me the ball!" Oh. And no, not getting the ball. So,
yeah.
You know what I did like? Amir Abdullah only did three things, but I liked it. He took out two balls out of the end zone, and he did solid on both of them.
Yep.
And didn't take any out that I didn't want him to, and then he had one catch. He made a nice little move.
Nice catch.
So on a positive offensive note, guy had one play on offense and looked decent. Wait, even that, how many catches did Dalvin Cook have? Two?
Two?
He had one where he lined up as a receiver early in the game, and he ran a little out route.
And then I think he just had a dump
screen
off.
That got blown up,
and then
maybe a dump off. We can't get the ball to the backs? Can't run like a little angle route or a little, just
something to open up the offense a little more?
I don't think, it just seemed like we were just trying really hard to, but then we also don't take shots downfield ever.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's due to lack of timing or the play design. It's got to be play design, right? It doesn't seem like we always send a guy deep. I feel like in the McVay offense, or
they've always got one guy going deep. It's weird. Like I remember the Diggs play in Green Bay, and then the Jets where Thielen went up the sideline. For the touchdown
couple plays in Green Bay, I believe, to Diggs. I think Diggs had
that was like an 80-yard dom touchdown. Like,
yeah,
not see that more often? Where it's literally like a, you know, you got to put everything into it, launch it deep, and just let Diggs go for it.
And that's what I was expecting to see.
How many times you get a pass interference on that? For how good Diggs is, like, you know, he's in a muscle for that ball, and they're gonna probably yank on him. You're gonna get a flag. Like, it just seems like we make it so hard. We got to run these precise routes, and we got to, you know, he's got to sit back there for so long to make sure they get open. And
yeah, just do it. I'm sorry, but our offensive line is not as good as what Flip had in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So.
Well, like a lot of what McVay does, he runs two-man routes. So everyone stays in the block. You got one guy going deep, and then one guy just running a huge crossing route. And
pick your poison.
If they open, nope, throw it away. If they are, like most of the time they are, because, I mean, against the zone, a guy crossing with that speed. He's
and then they'll have, like, some guy sneak out towards the end of the play. And just it's like, just dump it off to Gurley real quick.
But, my God, Cousins played like shit.
What is this? Yeah, Cousins. Cousins was really bad. I don't know. Prince is like rolling around just looking for attention.
He's like on his back. Give me a belly rub. No. Yeah. Cousins, worst game. People are like, I was listening to Bill Simmons' podcast, and he's like, Keenum, Alex Smith, or Kirk Cousins? Who do you think won that? Denver. Case Keenum. They just beat the Chargers. He's a winner. Out of here. Oh, yeah. People are completely already like, I'm not impressed with Cousins. They're basically all the same. So, money wise, you'd rather just get Case Keenum.
No, they're not the same players.
No.
I watched every game last year very closely, and this year.
This was like Keenum did this in the championship game. So, like, Cousins, you had your bad game. Now, knock that shit off. Yeah, like, no other game has been this bad. He's had some games where he's been, like, shaky. So-so.
Yeah.
But Keenum had plenty of those. You know, it was not like he was a star every game. But then Cousins also had games.
You know?
Yeah, well, that's because he didn't turn the ball over. What do we have? I think we have 20-some turnovers, and it's more than, like, Zimmer's teams have had all season.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we've turned it over way too much.
Well, Cousins fumbling doesn't help. He had six lost fumbles, I think. Six lost fumbles. Yeah. Oof.
Cook's got a fumble. Well, we turned it over three times. I think all turned into points. I don't know.
The pick six.
I mean, if you don't throw a pick six, and in that drive, you get a field goal instead of Cook fumbling it, I mean, I think you easily win. If he hits Diggs on that easy touchdown, drive number one, and then you don't fumble on that next drive, you could be up 14-3, and all of a sudden,
10-3 doesn't.
Yeah, 10. If you're up by 7 on that team, I think it's a whole different ballgame. Yeah. You know, but we lost because we suck.
We don't suck.
Cousins
sucked.
Sucked. Let's make sure he doesn't keep doing that.
He won't. He's the MVP of this team. He'll carry us through this.
All right. What's any other things you want to talk about the Vikings game? I think that's all I had.
Yeah, I don't. I think we kind of hit it. Hit everything. My main thing I wanted to stress was I don't think we played as bad as everyone thought. And I think we hit that pretty well. Cousins was
second
terrible.
Half, we definitely like outplayed them. Our defense didn't play bad at all, I thought. But they, because really they gave up 17 points?
Yeah.
Total? I mean, you should win. Just stop throwing pick sixes and fumbling the ball.
Just don't turn the ball
hitting guys out of bounds.
Oh.
Don't turn the ball over. Don't commit stupid penalties, and you win that game. So, like, it's all like the Buffalo game was like they kicked our ass. The Saints game, this game, it felt like the
Rams game a little.
The Rams game, I think that was two teams in a shootout, and they beat us. Yeah. I don't feel like there was much we could have done differently. I mean, we got pretty much destroyed on defense. Like scheme wise, I think they beat us. But this one in the Saints, it's like we beat ourselves. Like healing, fumbling. Cousins and Diggs not communicating for that pick six in the Saints game. And now this game. Cook fumbling.
Pick six.
Another interception before halftime. Like, just things that we beat ourselves. Like, yeah. Not keeping Trubisky contained. Like, stop charging at him. He's good at making scrambles. Like, that's what all he's good at is scrambling. So just, like, break down. Why are you guys charging at him? All their players. There's so many times where it's like, guys just flying in at Tyree Cohen. And like, what are you doing? Just
scoot out real quick.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'll just move to the side and see you later. So,
did you want to take a break before?
Yeah, we did 50 minutes on the game, so we'll have to maybe get through picks pretty quick.
Good deal. All right on. Welcome back. Thanks for sticking around during that break. We're going to jump into picks right away, I think.
Before we jump into picks. While you were out smoking and I was sitting here, you know, with the dog. I was going through Twitter, and someone posted the quarterback hits allowed in the last 5 weeks.
And I, after hearing or kind of talking about how it's been overblown, I feel like we're going to be on the lower part of that list.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is going to ruin my argument that I just made. But no, yeah, we are eighth. So the lowest, which is insane, is Indianapolis with 3. Luck has been hit 3 times in the last 5 weeks.
And they've had one of the worst offensive lines for years.
Turned it around a ton this year. And they've just been tearing it up with like a bunch of T.Y. Hilton and a bunch of randoms.
Oh.
So then it's Cleveland 8, New Orleans 9, Houston has 10, Chicago, New England, San Fran all have 13, and then us and Cincinnati have 14.
Hmm.
So we're like 8th, but
that's pretty good. So we have 14. Last 5 games. So that's only roughly 3 per week.
Yeah, which it's like that doesn't seem that bad. I mean, you have Green Bay's got 25.
Is that 5 weeks or 5 games? Because 5 weeks, we had a bye in there.
We
as
did
well.
Have a bye, but so could have a lot of these other teams. So I'm not sure. It is week that, 7 through 11.
Doesn't matter.
So yeah.
Anyways.
Well, it could matter, but yeah. Just.
No, I like that. That's
he's getting pressured a lot, but not getting hit. I just that, does that make sense? I don't know.
No, because I feel like
the guy doing the pressures for the Vikings at Pro Football Focus, I think, is being a little. What's the word? Liberal with his.
Yes.
Like he's given. Like if anyone's, given, I feel like if anyone's even near Cousins, he's calling it a pressure.
Yes.
To get to 17, I don't know how the hell he got to 17. If the DT and the DN get to him, does that count as two?
Again, I got again. Maybe. I don't know. I got to 9, you got to 5 or whatever.
Well, it was, if you say pressure, if you do include the ones where he holds the ball too long or he like rolls out and then a guy gets to him, then it was like 8 or 9.
But still, you combine ours and you've got 18 where they had 7. So
who knows?
Maybe we don't know what a pressure is.
Yeah, maybe maybe we're wrong. Zimmer said he doesn't know either because he was like, I don't know what the hell. It looked like a clean pocket for me most of the time.
Good deal. Maybe I should be a head coach. I don't know what a pressure is either.
Us and Zimmer. All right. So we shouldn't talk about last week. I mean, if you want to, but I got one game right.
No way.
One game right. Yikes. The Colts, my new favorite team.
The Colts.
One fucking game right. You got 4 games.
I don't want to talk about this either. Are we still winning people money?
Yes. And we are deadlock now. We're tied.
There we go.
We are 77. I had to get it all the way to the top of the spreadsheet. It's all the way up. 77, 74, and 7. A lot of 7s.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I went 1 in, I think, 10 or something. It was
That's bad.
Yeah. That's you took bad. The ones you got right. Saints, Giants, Colts, Seahawks. I only got the Colts right.
Okay, what was the Rams-Chiefs spread that we both got wrong?
It was Rams minus 1.
Rams minus 1.
They covered. Well, they went
and
by 3.
And we went with Chiefs.
We both picked the Chiefs, yeah.
Which is weird. Like, later in the week, I started thinking about it, and everyone started, as everyone's kind of feeling, oh, Chiefs are going to win this. Kind of thought, like, you know.
You want to go to Rams?
I think the Rams are actually going to pull this out. Like, I started talking, when people would ask me, started going, I think the Rams are going to win. But on the podcast, I said Chiefs, so I could just be a liar. We'll let the people decide.
You're a liar. Worst one for me was the Eagles I took, minus 7. Well, Saints were minus 7, and you just were like, are you out of your mind? And I was like, oh, the Eagles, man, they could win this. They suck.
Yes, they lost by how much, Darren?
I don't even know. Oh, wait, the same score as the NFC title game, wasn't it?
No. It was 48-7.
Oh, even worse.
Yes, they lost by 31.
I thought I saw
And it. Then we had an Eagles fan come at us on Twitter Monday after we lost, saying something about how we suck or something or the other. It's like, dude, you just lost by 41 to the Saints. What?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Right now, 3 of the 4 teams that were in the title game last year are like, I mean, we're still 5-4-1. We're in the playoffs right now, but not nearly what we thought. Eagles are completely falling apart, and the Jags have completely fallen apart. Even the Patriots, I think they're 7-3, but their 3 losses have been, they've been blown out. They just got blown up by the Titans, who then got completely destroyed by the Colts. So I don't.
And they also lost to the Lions, who are really bad too. So
Detroit, man, I can't figure them out. Speaking of Detroit, they're the first game. Detroit, we got 3 on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Bears at Lions. Sounds like it's going to be Chase Daniels.
Okay.
But the line I had was Bears minus 4. I don't know if that was taken into account. I don't think it matters. Trubisky's not good at quarterback, so you have 2 bad quarterbacks. One's going to play.
I'm going to take the Bears minus 4.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bears too. Part of me thinks this is mostly me just taking them so that when they do lose that I'm like, oh, cool, the Bears lost. And if they win, it's like, hey, at least I got the pick right.
Okay. I just think the Bears are a lot better.
What's Detroit's deal?
They're not good.
Yeah, but didn't they just win? They beat the
They beat someone Seahawks?
That, no, the Panthers. They just beat the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, they just beat the Panthers.
I can't figure out Detroit. Like, what are they, like, I feel like 4 times this year they've like been like, oh, yeah, they're done, they're toast. And then they win. They're 4-6.
They're done, they're toast.
I mean, they're pretty much out of it, but they're not out of it.
No, they're not, but they're not a good team. I don't know where this motivation comes from. Like, why don't they bring that shit every week?
That's their thing. Why are they so, like, up and down? Because they do have a pretty good quarterback. They've got weapons.
No, I mean, they are 1-0 after practicing outdoors for an indoor game.
This is big. Well, another indoor game. They could practice outdoors a little bit.
Yeah, they should probably practice outdoors. You know, get ready for that, air-conditioned stadium.
Well, if we want any shot of winning the division, we need the Bears to drop some random games here.
And hopefully it's on Thanksgiving. Like, that would make Thanksgiving for
me. Oh, yeah. That'd be fantastic.
You know, the turkey could be burnt, the mashed potatoes dry, and if the Bears lose, I'll be a happy man.
Next game, Redskins at the Cowboys. Alex Smith, done for the year.
Colt McCoy. The boy McCoy.
The Cowboys are 7.5-point favorites.
I am going to take the Redskins.
I also take the Redskins. I don't necessarily think they're going to win. 7.5 seems high.
I agree. I'm not sure if they'll win or not. I do remember a couple years back, Colt McCoy leading the Redskins to a Turkey Day victory over the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think I was just on another podcast they mentioned that Colt McCoy has beat the Cowboys before. So
you know.
Colt McCoy, as far as backups go, he's not, I mean, obviously he's not good, but he's not like some of these backups that come in. It's like, whoa, like this dude's in the league? Like Nate Peterman, Tom Savage? Like, these guys are terrible. Like when we had Sean fucking Hill.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, what's happening here? Or Brett Hundley or whatever clowns the Packers always have.
DeShone Kizer.
Yeah, like Colt McCoy can at least run an offense.
Yep. And so, yeah, I mean, he's kind of like that Matt Moore type of backup.
Yeah, where you're like, okay, like it's not a complete disaster.
But he's in that like 33 to 40 range for like top quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, you know? He's not a starter, but he's one of the better backups.
Yep.
I think the bigger problem with the Redskins is their line's decimated with injuries.
Oh, that's right. They had two guards go for the year, didn't they? Sheriff and Lalvo.
Yeah, so they're kind of in trouble. Who do we want to win this game, in your opinion?
I think Dallas, because I'd rather go to Dallas. I think if we get the wild card and we're going to play the NFC East winner, I'd rather go to Dallas than to Washington, because I really like Washington's defense.
Like, I think Dallas has a kind of a sneaky good defense too, though. I think I would rather go play Colt McCoy. Although Dak Prescott's not very good, but and I think I'd rather play Colt.
Well, I'm thinking indoors.
Yeah,
like our team indoors is a lot better.
Zeke is a lot better than Peterson. Amari Cooper, I know, as much as you want to hate on him, like he's better than anything the Redskins are trotting out there. McCoy's terrible.
True.
Now, say that. Do you think there's a wild card that's possible coming out of the East? Like, if the Redskins won this game, now they're, 7-4, and the Cowboys then...
Yes, if the Cowboys... Only if the... And that's only if the Cowboys win the division.
That's what I was thinking, because
you know, the Panthers fell to 6-4, and they still have two games left against the Saints.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I think
the Cowboys need to win this game. I think the Redskins need to win the... No, the Cowboys need to win this game more than the Redskins do.
Well, just because the Redskins are already 6-3 and the Cowboys are only... What are they? 5-5.
Yeah. So that was almost a really bad argument I tried to make.
Yeah. Glad so obviously the Cowboys are a little more desperate, but... the thought would be that the Redskins completely fall off because they lost their quarterback and then the Cowboys just win the division, or you still have the Eagles that somehow... They're done, right?
I think so. They're 4-6. I don't think they're...
But like, and they're not even a decent 4-6.
I don't see them spurring off 6 straight wins, if that's what you're asking me, because I think they'd have to do to get the wild card or their division. And
they'd have to go 9-7?
10-6.
I think 9-7 wins a division. Who's getting to 10 wins? You think the...
I think the Redskins will get to 10 wins.
If they win this game... Are you out of your mind?
If they win this game, I think the Redskins' defense is good enough to get them a couple more easy wins. Or not easy wins, but... Yeah.
I think Colt McCoy and that offense is bad enough that they could lose all those games. So they play... They're 6-3. They play at the Cowboys, at the Eagles, home to the Giants, at the Jaguars, at the Titans, home to the Eagles. I mean, that's not a very tough schedule. I don't see them going 4-2 with Colt McCoy.
Beat Dallas, beat the Eagles, beat the Titans, beat the Giants.
I mean, it's doable, but
I'm not super confident saying it.
I think the winner of that division is going 9-7. And I think the Eagles still have a chance. Eagles have Giants, Redskins, Cowboys, Rams, Texans, Redskins. They go 5-1 in that, they're 9-7. They lose to the Rams, win the rest of them.
Not going to happen.
It could if they were actually good. You know what I mean? Like, but if they were actually the Eagles that we thought, they might just be bad. But they have
a bad coach and a bad quarterback.
Yeah, this is proven fact.
No.
Well,
they've been outscored by 41 points since I made that statement.
I would rather the Cowboys or the Redskins make the playoffs than the Eagles, though. I think the Eagles could turn it on. I don't trust them. The Cowboys and Redskins are just bad.
You'd rather have the Eagles.
Oh, no. I'd rather the Eagles just go away, please. Yep. Lose again.
Lose two more games.
And just be done. We'll take the Redskins or the Cowboys, whichever one.
True.
All right. Next game. Last game of
the Eagles or the Falcons
play at the Saints. So all NFC teams on Thanksgiving, which is sweet. Saints are 13-point favorites.
I'm going to take the Falcons. Wait, where is it?
It's in the Superdome. Now, the first time they played, it went to overtime.
And that was in Atlanta.
That was in Atlanta.
By 13, I'm going to take the Falcons to cover.
I took the Falcons, too. That seems big line. That's a big line. Now, Saints are blowing people out, but the Falcons can score at least.
Yep. And I don't think their defense is as bad as... I don't know, it's bad defense.
It could go either way. Saints could just fucking destroy them 40-14. Or, Matt Ryan, Julio, they could keep up. Just have a shootout. Who do you want to win that game?
What's the Falcons record right now? 5-5?
No, they're worse than that. I think they're 4-6. There are 4-6.
4-6 with who left?
Saints, Ravens, Packers, Cardinals, Panthers, Bucks. Pretty tough slate.
Saints to win because you know what? We don't have a shot at a bye.
I completely agree.
So just take out the wild card team.
Saints are going to be
wild card teams.
Either the first or second seed, and if they're not, they're gonna win. Like they're gonna be in the playoffs.
Yep.
We're not getting a fucking bye week.
The only way the Saints, in my opinion, don't get a first round bye is if they lose this game to the Falcons and get swept by Carolina and lose
Carolina
the
gets it or something.
No. But the Bears just went up.
Yeah, the Bears have a weak schedule. They could go 12-4 and get it if the Saints lost a bunch of games. Oh. But regardless, the Saints are making the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just get rid of the Falcons, just like we said, get rid of the Eagles.
I know the Saints are good.
Yeah. Like, so I mean, clearly, I think we want the Lions and the Falcons to win. Redskins, Cowboys. It's kind of like one of you guys lose and then just keep losing, and the other one can win your dumb division.
Yep, I agree.
All right. Now we're on the Sunday games. Seahawks at Panthers. Both these teams are in the wild card hunt. Yep. Seahawks 5-5. Panthers are 6-4.
Six and two, I believe they were.
And the Panthers are 3-point favorites. So they're saying basically even teams. Yeah.
I'm going to take the Panthers.
Okay, Panthers. I took the Seahawks. I kind of think the Panthers are a little smoke and mirrors early on. I mean, you got beat by Detroit. And who beat them the week before?
It was another subpar team.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Let me quick check it for us here.
Was it the Falcons? Was it the Falcons?
Oh, it was the Steelers. So not a bad team. But they destroyed them on Thursday night. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and the Seahawks, like, I don't see how they're winning. They're 5-5, and they just keep on doing it. They beat the Packers.
I think both their defenses are kind of along the same talent-wise.
Yeah,
I like the offense. I like the weapons.
DJ Moore looks good. Yeah. McCaffrey looks good. And Greg Olsen. Who does Russell Wilson have? A bunch of random running backs.
Doug Baldwin scored a touchdown finally.
But Russell Wilson, that man. I don't know. I think he's a better quarterback than Cam Newton.
Yeah,
Newton's so erratic.
Yes.
And just.
I think Russell Wilson's an actual quarterback.
He just wins games. Newton's like he throws 70-yard bombs, or
he's not a
rocket
good quarterback.
Now, we were talking about that during that Thursday night game, and it's like poor pocket awareness, overthrows receivers constantly, like super inaccurate.
Yeah,
he doesn't really. I mean, he makes plays with his feet.
It's weird because we differ from like a bunch of like actual like paid analysts and whatnot. Because a lot of people are like, bring Cam into the MVP candidate.
Yeah, it's
he's not a good player. Like, no. I don't know. Ron Rivera seems to be coaching in an entirely different sport, because his offenses are always like just some weird, like stagnant offense. And like their defense, like it's nothing exotic,
I don't, somehow he's, They win.
All of a sudden, and all of a sudden, he's got Pepsi commercials.
Oh yeah, we saw that last week. What is he doing in commercials? Oh. All right, so that one. Who do you want to win that one? We do play the Seahawks.
Yeah, I want the Panthers
to win that. And in my mind, I kind of think the Panthers and us, if I picture like what could happen, are the wild card. So like, I'd rather just give the Panthers a spot, get rid of the Seahawks.
Exactly.
We'll take the other spot. But loser of this game, maybe that's what it ends up being. The Seahawks get in, and we get in, and then the Panthers are knocked out. So at least one of them's going to lose.
Yeah.
And one of them's going to win, which sucks.
You know, if the Seahawks win, the Panthers fall to 6-5 with, again, 2 games left against the Saints.
Yeah, so maybe they fall off completely, and then, you know, so. Yeah. This one, it kind of reminds me of the Redskins-Cowboys. One of them's going to lose, and then you root against that team.
I think loser of this game finishes the year 9-7, and, you know, they'll kind of like stick around and cling to hope, and then week 16 they'll finally be eliminated
There's going to be like 4 or 5 teams clinging around. It seems like second place in any division. Like the Panthers were when they were 6-2. It was like, oh, the Saints are winning it, and then the Panthers are going to take the other wild card. They've lost 2 in a row. And they're right back with everyone else. So,
yep,
it's all going to be jumbled together. Giants at Eagles. Eagles are a 6-point favorite. We obviously want the Giants to win.
Yep, but I think I'm going to pick the Eagles 6 points.
Yeah, I'm taking the Eagles too. I'm not...
Not impressed with the Giants.
Not impressed with the Eagles, but yeah, Eli Manning.
And the Giants did just beat the Bucs.
2 straight wins.
38-35.
49ers and the Bucs.
Who would have thought Eli Manning would win a shootout at age 38?
Damn, I think he's got 3 more years in him. What do you think?
Oh, I think so too. I'd pass on another quarterback this year.
Absolutely.
Yep, maybe get... You know what all he needs? Some offensive line help and another good defense. Another Super Bowl run.
Maybe a fullback. Oh. Good fullback would help a lot. Yeah.
Do you think Shanahan will trade Juszczyk? Just get the best one.
Yeah, why not? Eli needs him. Next, Patriots at Jets.
Patriots.
Patriots are 9.5 favorites. The Patriots. It's an AFC game. AFC game. Who gives a shit about it?
Yep. Don't really care.
I want the Patriots to win by about 2 touchdowns. I don't want an angry Tom Brady when we go to New England. No. I want a nice normal game where something weird doesn't happen. If the Jets upset them, then we're going to get a fucking pissed off Belichick. I don't want that. I want a nice...
No, I want a good football game. I don't want a goddamn chess match.
All right. 49ers at Bucks. What the fuck? Why? They shouldn't even play this game. Two irrelevant teams. It's a 3.5 point favorite for the Bucks.
I'm going to take the Bucks, but I feel like that's going to be a Niners game. That Nate Mullins or Nick Milton.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
I think that's his name. The Bucks, they just bench their quarterback every other week. Is that their plan?
Yep. So I figured it out. They pick a guy, and when he throws interceptions, they go to the next guy who has a good half.
And it's like
they're just going to go with halves. Just
maybe... You have 2 bad quarterbacks, so maybe
you bring in Colin Kaepernick. I like where
this
is going.
You have 3 bad quarterbacks,
and then you bring in Joe Webb, and then he makes the playoffs.
Isn't Joe Webb on a team?
Well, then Christian Ponder's available. Bring in Ponder.
Bring in Ponder. Do something.
You know Samantha's all out there carrying that family.
Yeah, and she can't keep putting bread on the table because Ponder's Johnny Manziel. Guy's just hanging out in Canada, ready for a job.
Oh, no, I don't think he wants to come back to the NFL. He's taking Canada by storm.
I think he's a backup.
I think he's throwing picks.
This is already too long on the 49er Bucks game. Next, Dolphins at Colts. What do you think the line is on this?
Dolphins at Colts. You know what? I bet it's Colts minus 1.5.
Colts by 10.
Oh, I thought you were asking me because it was like, oh, you know, the Dolphins are 6-4 or 5-5.
Colts are, I think, 4-6 or something. But yeah, Colts look good lately.
They have looked
like
really
getting
good.
Some respect. Unless I've read that line wrong, but yeah.
Are you sure it's not Colts minus 1.0?
Let me double check, but I would pound the Colts then, though. That's definitely the only thing.
But if it's Colts by 10, I honestly still think I might take Colts.
I think the thing is that the Colts can score, so you got to make the line high because they just at the offense. He's thrown 3 touchdowns in like 7 straight games.
Wow,
I mean, that's insane. Wow. All right, let me see here.
Either way, Colts by 10 or Colts by 1, I'm taking the Colts.
Colts. Why am I not seeing them on this sheet? This is very strange.
Ooh, maybe you just made that up.
I might have made it up. It's literally not on their pick.
Did you pick the Colts by 10?
Oh, did I pick them by 10?
Yeah, because I just want to know if
you made it. No, I took the Dolphins.
Okay, so maybe you did just make that spread up for me to lose.
I think they took the line down because Ryan Tannehill is back. And that's a game changer. My God,
is that Ryan Tannehill's music?
Nope. It's Jay Cutler's music.
Oh, man. Bringing the color. Cigarettes smoking, beer drinking. Jay Cutler.
Quality ball player.
I'll take Jake Utler for 10,000.
Yeah, it says Colts favored big, but line moving. Plus 10, drop to plus 9. The Tannehill 1-point effect.
Do you want to change your mind, Darren?
No. I'm changing it.
You're changing
it? Am I changing it to 9?
Well, you said you're taking the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're definitely changing it to 9, but does that change your mind is what I want to know.
You know what changed my mind? Was Ryan Tannehill. I'm going with the Colts.
Attaboy. I like this. I like where you're going.
I like the Colts.
I do too.
I like them, you know?
I do too.
It's a good quality ball club.
No, not in men, though.
Did you take the Colts?
Yeah, I took the Colts.
Okay, cool. Next, Raiders at Ravens. Ravens are picked by 11.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's not even talk about it. Lamar Jackson's cool, though.
John Gruden.
What about him?
Oh, I'm taking the Raiders.
Oh, fair.
No, I'm kidding.
Wait, what? He got a big win.
Against, the Niners.
No, they just got destroyed by that. That was when Buscemi did really good.
Who did they just beat? The Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals. There's a big win. Big W.
Josh the Cardinals. Rosen. Hey, that could have been for number one pick.
Yeah, good move, John.
Just
you got outwitted by
Steve Wilkes.
Yeah.
Ow. Steve Puke. Wilkes.
All right. Another AFC game that nobody cares about. Browns at Bengals.
Minus 4.5.
Bengals minus 3.
Okay, I'm taking the Bengals.
I took the Bengals as well. Kind of scary with that AJ Green guy. If he's not playing, I don't know which.
Next pick.
Jaguars at Bills.
Jags.
Jags are 3-point favorites. Yeah, I'm taking the Jags, too. Who's the Bills quarterback these days?
Well, Barkley, obviously. He just got a dub.
Yeah, better than
Peterman, who got cut.
Better than Bortles.
Better than Bortles. Oh, the boat.
The boat. Should've sent Kaepernick. Cardinals at Chargers. Chargers are a 12-point favorite.
Taking the Chargers.
I'm taking the Chargers, too.
So, funny stat, Anthony Lynn started 0-4 last year. He is now 16-6 since his first four games as the Chargers head coach.
I don't know if I like him or not. I feel like he's kind of coming around on him, and he let Case Keenum beat him, and we'll upset with him.
Yeah, so. That game was in Denver, though.
Oh, the air is thin up there. Change everything.
Yep. Players can't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Sickle cell
people can't even play.
Rivers is so good that he just keeps overthrowing his receivers. Because yeah,
it's
a detriment.
Keenum, it's just like ball he whips through the air.
Yeah, like Philip Rivers shot puts that ball. That's
throwing motion. It's all screwy.
Yeah.
And then Keenum's looking at it like, I can't believe I can throw that far. This
exactly.
Stuff.
Well, you guys just run deep and I'll throw it as far as I can.
I create miracles. Speaking of the Broncos, Steelers at the Broncos.
Steelers
by 3 on the road.
Steelers.
Yeah, I'm taking the Steelers. I don't believe in the Broncos at all. Come on, let's.
Absolutely not. I don't believe in Case Keenum.
You don't trade Demaryius Thomas because you're.
Even though I didn't believe in miracles until Case Keenum.
Thanks, Diggs.
Thanks, Stefan.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be totally rude to Keenum. He's, he didn't do anything wrong.
You're right. He was a classy fellow.
He was a
classy
guy. Good ball player. Not a good ball player. I mean,
he was a quality starter for
good
us.
Good person playing ball. So that's what I meant.
There you go. I like that.
He's good off the field. he's all right on it too. For all the things he does on, just check him out off the field.
You know he's a good miracle worker. That's for goddamn sure.
Yeah,
worked his way into $17 million guaranteed.
Proud of him. And didn't cost us a comp pick like Bradford. Idiot.
Good man.
Yeah. Where's he doing? I read a report that he's fucking bone on bone and hasn't practiced in weeks.
Yeah.
No wonder no one picked him up.
Well, I heard the Redskins
Did they work him out?
Not interested.
Oh, yeah. Well, not when Mark Sanchez is available. Yeah. Got to lock that down.
Hey, he's got experience in playoff games.
Yeah, and fumbling from someone's ass.
He's played in grueling schedules before, you know. You need somebody with experience at this point in the year. That's what Jay Gruden said.
I think he picked him up just because he knows the offense and they play in 4 days. So.
Knows the offense.
Sunday Night Football. Your Minnesota Vikings, again, back-to-back weeks. You know what's fucked up? They made the Bears play on Sunday Night Football and then play on the road to Detroit in 4 days.
85 hours is all the time.
You didn't have to flex our game. That was like...
No.
How is that even allowed? If I'm the Bears, it's like, well, what the fuck? So, like, maybe another reason maybe they won't be as good against Lions. Like, Trubisky, maybe he could have played if it was Sunday to Sunday instead of...
Or Sunday to Thursday.
But... Sunday day to Sunday night, does that make a huge difference? I don't know. Still seems like maybe you don't flex a team that plays on Thursday.
Hours, you know.
Yeah.
But Packers at Vikings, what do you think the line is?
Packers at Vikings. Line, Vikings, -4.
-3.
They think we're even. Well, that's stupid.
Why? You think we're better than them?
Absolutely.
How? Go.
How are we better than the Packers? Yeah. Okay, so we have a better quarterback. We have two better receivers.
We don't have a better quarterback.
Yes, we do.
That's just stupid to say out loud. Next.
Anyways.
Okay.
We have a better defense.
Oh, that's true.
Better defense, better skill position players, and a quarterback who's on par with Rodgers.
You just had to say McCarthy. That was all you had to say. And we better, better coach.
Oh, okay. Well, I went in depth there.
Did a deep dive. Yeah. What do you think happens? I like to say we just handle them. Do we ever just beat the shit out of the Packers?
No,
though?
It's going to be freaking 20-17 or something stupid like that. I don't know. It's we're going to win. How stressful is it going to be?
Yeah. How stressful is this going to be? If we lose, we're in trouble. I think we can lose two more games and still make the playoffs. We'd be 9-6-1.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that gets you a wild card.
I think 9 wins, you can still get in.
Because we would not be 9-7 like everyone else at 9 wins. We'd be 9-6-1.
Yep.
And I don't see, with all the teams that they have to play each other, you know, it's not like, it's hard for teams to run the table.
Unless a team like the...
But then you would need two teams to do that. You know what I mean? So like, to get that sixth spot, I think 9 wins does it. And then you can go 4-2. But we've got... The Patriots on the road, the Seahawks on the road, the Bears at home, Detroit on the road, Dolphins. So
and that
you've
got to
beat the Packers at home.
Keeps looking
that's
tougher and tougher.
Monday night, Patriots. I have us losing to the Patriots and the Seahawks, going 9-6-1 and still making the playoffs as the sixth seed.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't know. This game's going to be tough.
We got to win this game.
We're going to win this game. I've said it all year long that we're going to win this game. I believe we are 5-4-1 when I say we're going to win this game.
Yeah, so we're above 500.
Yeah. I like our odds.
We're good at this. Well, that's to cover, though. We might have... Is there games where the Vikings won but didn't cover?
No. I'm saying we're 5-4-1. That's our record. Vikings record.
No, I got you. I thought you were talking about our picks. No. All right, next game. Texans at Titans. Nobody cares. Titans are 6-point favorite.
Did you say Titans are 6-point favorite?
Yeah.
Titans.
Texans.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, whoa.
Titan makes the money.
Yeah.
The Texans, they're kind of weird. Like, they're...
They won seven straight ball games. What's weird about them?
I mean, they almost lost to Colt McCoy. That guy missed a field goal at the end. I mean, it was a 60-yarder, but... they don't seem that...
Washington's defense is really good.
You keep saying that. I don't think it's true. I mean, it's pretty good. I think they play a lot of bad teams. They get to play the Giants and stuff.
Yeah, but it's not Bear. It may not be Bears good, but it's top 10 unit good.
Oh, yeah, they're 10. That's good.
It's a top 10.
10.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. Next pick.
That's it. That's the Monday night game.
Go to the next pick.
Thursday,
the people want more picks.
Thursday, the week after. I have no idea.
The people want more picks. They're clamoring for them.
I don't think they are, Ryan.
Well, whatever.
So, we need to be rooting for the Lions, the Saints.
The Lions, the Saints.
The Vikings. Heard of them.
Who do they play?
And the Giants. The Saints play the Falcons. And I think we both agree Saints are already in. Let's get the Falcons out of the picture. We want the Giants to beat the Eagles, get them out of the picture. Lions to beat the Bears. Although, if you think you're going to lose the division, you could just get rid of the Lions. But I think the Lions will get rid of themselves.
Lions.
I'm not worried about the Lions. Let them beat the Bears.
The Lions can get rid of themselves, and the more losses for the Bears, the better. Because remember, we're not thinking wild card spot, Darren. We're still thinking division.
Oh, I'm just thinking playoffs. If we'd have beat the Bears, I would have been thinking more about
division. I'm still thinking division.
I mean, we can think about it. I'm going to give me in.
Punch me a ticket, sir. Well, you know, you can get your ticket punched if you win the division.
Lions play the Rams.
Don't need anyone's help if you win the division.
Next week. That's too bad. Yeah, so let's root for the Lions then. Because we don't think they're a threat.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So Lions, Saints, Giants, Vikings. That's your rooting interest if you want the Vikings to make the playoffs. If you want the Titans to make the playoffs, you're an idiot. Your name's probably Phil.
Guaranteed. That's funny.
But they're not. They're not.
They're not a good team.
They're not a good team.
They're not.
No. They beat the Patriots, though.
Don't care. That was their Super Bowl.
Yeah. Like when they lost the Super Bowl to the Rams.
Oh, yeah, short. That's great.
Yeah.
Through to Kevin Dyson, who they drafted over Randy Moss.
I think so.
Yeah. Didn't they pass up Moss twice in that draft?
I wouldn't doubt it. They're because
I think
team.
They took Dyson and a defensive player who, you know, probably didn't make the Hall of Fame.
No, absolutely not. No Randy Moss. You know? No.
I think it was Keith Bullock. He's the outside linebacker. Good player.
No, not Randy Moss.
You know, but Moss did play for the Titans at one point.
Tighten up.
For the boys. That's their thing.
Wait, what?
For the boys. Oh, who says that? On their Snapchat filters, it's always for the boys.
They tighten up for the boys?
No. Just hashtag for the boys and then hashtag tighten up.
Tighten up God for the boys?
Damn. You throw those two together, that ain't good.
These Titans need to rework their whole process down there. That is some fucked up stuff.
You know, we've been making fun of Alabama this whole time when we should be making fun of Nashville.
Yeah, that's where the weirdos are. That all these teams' little sayings they got, bear down, tighten up. What was the
skull?
Skull, yeah. The Bears
fly,
had
Eagles fly.
The Bears had a same little thing, like, you know, we had the skull thing, and the Eagles had the hell, how's that song go? It's like,
fly, Eagles, fly.
And the Bears had one. It was fucking hilarious. It's so stupid.
Please tell me it was like Walking Bears.
It was talking about like the T formation and all this old school stuff. Like, bring honor to the league. And
that's phenomenal.
It was so old, clearly, but yeah. They ran the tradition. T formation. Yeah,
I saw they ran the T formation.
I guess the Bears made it famous or something because it's all over their thing. They have a really nice stadium.
Oh, yeah, Soldier Field, all the renovations and everything.
We were like in a club area, which was nice because it was fucking freezing there. Far colder than the Eagle game. But yeah, I would say as far as visiting stadiums I've been to, it's one of the nicest. I liked it more than the Eagles. But we were in a good section. So we were like, you have the club indoor, but your seats are outdoors.
Yep.
Eagles, we just had like random seats. So maybe there is a good section of the Eagles. But yeah.
But Steelers Lincoln Financial is much newer than Soldier Field.
Yeah, so. And I like the Soldier Field better.
I've always
maybe the fans were, you know, not assholes, so it helps.
You know,
good fans there. No, yeah, didn't get any guff. Couple, you know, we got up, I think, before the game ended. We were heading to our car, you know, and you get some people like, yeah, Troy, get out of here, Viking fans. Yeah. But that's normal. I mean, I'd do it to some Bear fan at our stadium.
Yeah.
So, you know, so far, every stadium I've been to, all good people.
And, well, when I went to the Snow Bowl, we played the Bears, and the Bears kicked our ass that night, too. And all the Bears fans there were super nice.
Yeah.
So, Bears fans, good people.
We're going to find out about the Patriot fans.
The assholes.
That should be interesting.
I feel like
the only way we get shit, I mean, you'll get the normal shit, like, what are you lost? But is if we kick the shit out of them. Then you're going to get people like, you've never won a Super Bowl. Fuck you.
We've got 5 rings or 6 rings, whatever it is. I don't know. We've won 18 championships in 14 years. What do you guys have?
Yeah, but if they beat us, I think they just won't care about us.
Yeah. You're like, oh, you know.
Oh, yeah, I thanks like for coming, team. Guys. You know,
I thought this game was going to go a lot. I thought it was going to be a lot tougher.
Yeah, they're like, they're basically condescending. Like, it's cute. You guys came all this way to see Brady whoop your ass. That's nice of you.
You know, I
what
really
were the price of those tickets you paid for? Oh, yeah.
Hmm. I really like your guys' team. It just sucks that you guys can't produce like we can.
Yeah. I feel terrible that you lose every year and never win a championship.
Yeah, you know, it sucks because, you know, when I went to the Metrodome for that one Sunday night game, we kicked your ass. So, you know, would have been nice for you guys to do that, I guess. But yeah, you know.
Maybe in 8 years you can. What is it? You play a team every 4 years, but we won't play them on the road again for 8 years, right?
Yeah. And, you know, that's not guaranteed either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not that it always flipped. It's just you play that team.
I feel like we had a kind of a tough schedule this year. Yeah. Probably because we had a first place schedule and then had a road Patriots and road Seahawks.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? Have we talked since the Jimmy Butler trade? We did.
Yeah, we talked about
it. But we didn't talk about how awesome we did since.
No, we're awesome. Yeah, we're awesome. Making the playoffs. 3 seed.
3 seed. You heard it. Lock it in. Yeah, Covington, awesome.
And then Wolves in six at that point. Next round, Wolves in six. Next round against the Warriors, Wolves in five.
Wolves in six.
Wolves.
It's always Wolves in six.
Wolves in the finals. We'll sweep them.
Let's get the 6 seed. Then we win in six every round. Wolves in six.
Wolves in six. I'm digging it. Right on. So we'll wrap it up with the usual follow us on Twitter at Grapes and Gorak. Follow me on Twitter at Grapes07. Follow him.
10th Puppy.
10th Puppy. Find us on Facebook at Grapes and Gorak. Subscribe. You don't have to unsubscribe. It confuses Jerry. And what else?
We'll be back next Monday with
a victory Monday.
Hopefully a victory Monday, yeah.
A victory
either
Monday.
Either that or we'll just be crying or something on the mics.
Yeah, you know.
Able to like rationalize most of these fuck ups, like we should have beat the Saints or
no,
like.
But if we lose
this
to the
Bear
Packers,
game, a few things happen here. If we lose again, it's just like fuck it.
It could be potentially. This could potentially be the last episode.
It's hanging on my. It'll now be a Timberwolves podcast. You'll be tuning in, and it'll be. Maybe we'll talk a little
Twins
off-season.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe we'll go watch hockey.
Talking about the Twins real quick. Former first round pick Tyler J. We pick him 5th overall. Terry Ryan drafted him to be a fast track reliever.
Yeah, what did I see?
We aren't going to add him to the 40 man, so he'll be eligible for the Rule 5 draft.
Yeah.
And he'll more than likely get selected because he was a top 5 pick.
Did you see?
So there you go.
There was one report, probably not true, that the D-backs and the Twins have had talks about a trade involving Paul Goldschmidt.
Ooh. You know, I believe those talks. And I believe it went as far as, what do you want for Goldschmidt? Sorry, can't afford him.
And
you know, honestly, if it
they said it's because involves, where first baseman had such a bad OPS that we needed a better one. Wow. That's a shot at Joe Maurer, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Gold glove first baseman.
That's...
Anyways.
OPS was trash.
Would you trade one of Buxton or Sano for Paul
Absolutely.
Goldschmidt? Yes.
They always hurt.
Yes.
The shine is off the Bucks and Sano.
Yeah.
They are.
If they, shine elsewhere, you know.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I'll write it off.
Goldschmidt's
He's gearing. You know exactly what you're fucking getting.
Yeah, you're getting
for $14.5 million or something ridiculously cheap.
It's only 1 year, though.
I don't care.
That's why the guy, I think it might have been Gleeman, that was like, I don't believe this report because he's only got 1 year. Like, but maybe you get him at a discount. Maybe he likes it here. Maybe he stays.
Maybe you get him at a discount. Maybe you can talk his buddy Patrick Corbin into signing a contract here. Maybe then he resigns. Because I really like that Corbin. That's
this
the one
quite
guy
a
I'm
theory
on
you just spun. I
yeah,
like it.
I just thought. All right, of
it. So tune in next week for Wolves and Twins talk because the Vikings. Unless the Vikings win.
If the Vikings lose, we're a Twins Wolves podcast. Right on. We'll catch you next week, guys.
All right. See ya.